Oh, hello, Titch.
Oh, hello, Alan. How are you today?
I'm very well. Are you a busy elf today?
Oh, well, very busy, but we've just had a break to make snowmen and have a big snowball fight outside, but I'm incredibly cold now.
Oh, well, you're indoors now and you can warm up by the fire and have some hot chocolate as well. We've got some letters to talk about today, don't we?
Oh, yes. It's that time of year again where Santa and us are all getting ready to hear from all the children around the world about how they've been this year and what they've been up to and what they would like us to bring in Santa's sack for them.
Oh, lovely Christmas presents. I like the sound of that already.
Oh, yes. It's definitely for the children. We love RNIB at this time of year because they help us to write to all the blind and partially sighted children who would like to have a letter from Santa Claus.
So the children can get in touch with Santa and maybe tell them what they'd like for Christmas or tell them if they've been good boys and girls for the year?
Oh, yes. They can write to us in whatever format they like. And we also like to receive lots of colourful pictures and glitter.
You wear most of the glitter, Titch.
It goes everywhere when we open the letters, but it makes our little workshop sparkle with happiness.
And Santa writes back too.
Oh yes, Santa takes very good care to write to every child, and he's very good with the help of RNIB, of course, of being able to do that in their format of choice. So we can send out the letters in uncontracted braille, contracted braille, large print, but don't forget to tell us what the font size is, and also on an audio CD.
Oh, well, there's lots of ways that the blind and partially sighted children can get a letter from Santa then. Do you mind if I just pop my head through the door? I just want a quick word with Santa.
Okay.
Santa, do you love getting all the letters?
Reading your letters is the best part of our day. We love hearing what you've been doing at home and at school all year, what your plans for Christmas are, and we especially enjoy your pictures. We pin them up in the workshop so the elves can enjoy them too.
That sounds fantastic. Titch was telling me you have lots and lots of fun. What have you been up to in the grotto?
We had a non-uniform day last week and a competition for the best fancy dress. It was very hard choosing between the Minions and Elsa's, but first prize of extra creamy hot chocolate went to Nutmeg and Sugarcane, who squeezed into a unicorn costume. I'm not sure who got to be the back legs, though.
So, Titch, the letters come out to the children in all sorts of formats, but do mums and dads have to get the letters to Santa by a certain time?
Yes, it's very important that the children's letters reach us by Friday the 1st of December. There's also some very important information they need to tell us, because Santa is very old and, of course, very wise and full of magic, but his memory is not so good. So if the big people could please remember to tell us the child's name and the address in which they want the letter to go back to. And please supply a telephone number for the big person in case one of us elves needs to ring. And did you know we also do the letters in Welsh? So please tell us if you'd like the response in English or Welsh. Of course, which format you want the letter back in. So your braille, your large print or your audio CD. And we look forward to reading them.
What are you up to for the rest of the day, Titch?
Oh, well, as you know, Alan, my favourite activity is curling ribbons. So I'm definitely going to go and do some of that shortly. I have got to go back out in the cold for that. So I think I might stay by the fire for a little while and toast some marshmallows to go with my hot chocolate.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. Titch, have a brilliant Christmas.
Oh, you too, Alan. And oh, but I almost forgot something. It's very important that the child's big person knows where to send the letters to, isn't it? They can send the child's letter to Santa at RNIB, Floor 1, Midgate House. That's Midgate. So Floor 1, Midgate House, Midgate, Peterborough, PE11TN. And Santa also has an email address. You can email santa@rnib.org.uk. And if they send the message before the 1st of December and let us know the reading format, Santa can pop that braille or large print or audio letter in the post to the child. Otherwise, if they email us between the 1st and the 15th of December, Santa will reply by email.
Lovely. Okay, Titch, have yourself a great Christmas. Speak soon.
Speak soon. Bye.
I'm just going to pop my head round the door now to see Santa again. Santa, Merry Christmas.
I look forward to visiting you on Christmas Eve, and I'll try not to leave my boot prints. Mrs. Claus and I, not to mention all the reindeer, elves and fairies, wish you and your family a very happy Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Love, Santa.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The tidings we bring to you and your kin.